And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are live from Grand Rapids in our studios. We're happy to have you listening in. Hope you've been spending some of this summer creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood, because this has been a great year for a lot of things, and grilling is one of them. And I've married a gal named Lisa who has a pool in her backyard, and it's a whole new aspect of my life of grilling four or five times a week, because it's like everybody's coming over and you're the grilling guy, so here, let's bring this stuff, or what do you have when you get there?
You're not
or
saying
whatever.
She's a socialite, are you?
Well, she enjoys having company over. We'll put it that way. But anyway, it's all good. I've not had any major issues.
No,
but I've tried
no.
a lot of different things.
No, I know you haven't. You've been having a ball,
right.
And I'm so happy
yep.
for you.
Yep.
And for anybody that's never met Jop, he's the best friend you could ever ask for, because he's the first guy to show up when you need help.
Right.
So I'm so happy that you found a good girl.
A great one.
And a
yep.
great lady, and she's just adorable.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're happy.
And we are. We're
I know.
Real happy.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good.
It's good.
So, speaking of Ginger.
Good.
Her name's Lisa. Yeah. What about
this ginger garlic ginger? Ginger with garlic on her breath. Who didn't love ginger?
Right.
Marianne.
Squirrel.
Our old friend Rob Russell, rest in peace, has been gone now a little over a year. I stay in touch with his son Eli, but Rob gave us so many recipes and so much dialect about like an air. He took us Kansas City whitetail hunting a few times, and if you ever met Rob, he's another one of the greatest guys you could ever have for a best friend. And what he did was he taught me the essence of Kansas City barbecue. So anything I picked up, if you like my brisket or ribs or butts, it's because Rob spent so much time with me. And I love passing that on here on the show or at events or wherever we can, because it was given to me as a gift. And a gift is better when you share it, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's what barbecue is all about, peace, love, and barbecue. So one of the things Rob turned me on to was this garlic ginger marinade, and he loved marinades. I never was a big marinade guy because I like steak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what I found this to be good for is maybe some old venison in the freezer. Because
okay.
that can get a little iffy for some people.
Sure.
Because you might not know what deer it's from, or if somebody gave it to you, or how it was treated, or blah, blah, blah. You can take any piece of meat that you're questionable on and want to make sure everybody loves, and you can put it in this garlic ginger marinade, and people are just going to go on, and it's so simple. It's just red wine vinegar, soy sauce, garlic, and ginger. And I'm in the routine now of keeping fresh ginger
yep,
in the house.
I do too.
Because it's just so much better. But just the combination of those, you can go to thegrillingguys.com, just go up to the search bar on the top right and punch in garlic ginger. And you'll see her beautiful red hair.
Right.
And smell her garlic.
Right, yeah, breath. We have smell-o-vision on the website, so you just touch the button and you'll smell the garlic. Yeah.
No, really, it's one of these marinades, like Charlie Jabor's shish kebab marinade, that becomes a go-to for you after a while. And they're all on the Grillin' Guys website. And there's our infomercial.
Right.
It's good for freezer meat.
Right.
You know, let's say you bought some steaks on sale and they might have a little freezer burn and you're thinking, I don't know how good they're going to be. Cut off the freezer burn, throw them in Rob's garlic ginger marinade. And
right.
And you probably only want to leave them in there. Like if they're cold, I'd put them in the marinade and let them warm up to room temperature for 2 hours, and that's it. You're done.
Yep.
Because you got some strong ingredients. The soy is strong. The red wine's strong. You know,
right.
It doesn't take long. You don't want to kill the flavor of the meat. You want to enhance it.
Right. Speaking of good marinades, I went over to Sobeys and picked up some skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Love them.
Love them for
did
smoking.
Did you get the bag, big bag?
Right, I did. It was a 10-pound bag of them, and it was wonderful. And he sold them to me for a great price, and like he does to everybody.
Yeah.
But what I was unfamiliar with that he had there is right beside them is he had three or four of his homemade marinades in like little 1 pound salad,
salad
plastic tubs.
So you bought one?
Yeah, I did. And I bought the teriyaki.
Oh.
And to me, teriyaki is awfully salty.
Sometimes.
Usually. So what I did is, but I bought a little pint, you know, an 8 ounce, or I don't know, it's a pound, whatever that little pound container is, 16 ounce, obviously. I bought that and I had 10 pounds of chicken thighs.
Mm-hmm.
So I poured that in there and they come in a real heavy duty plastic bag. And I just poured it right in the bag. And sealed it
up
again, and
up,
then just kind of
roll it around
a little bit.
Yeah.
Left it in there only about an hour.
Yeah.
And because I just feel like it gets way too strong.
It can.
If you leave a salt-based marinade like that in there.
Did you fire
there.
Up your hibachi to do proper teriyaki?
No, I did not. I did them on the pellet grill. And I know that you have no love affair with your pellet grill, but I love mine.
I'm glad you do.
Just because if you leave the lid closed, I think that the ash goes out the vent hole. It doesn't.
I don't think your ash goes out the vent hole.
I don't think I have any problem with ash on my meat, dude.
Okay.
But if you open the top.
Another conversation.
Right. If you open the top.
You quit smoking cigars.
Yeah. Then you get a backdraft and you do get it. So, but anyway, I'm just saying, hour and 45 minutes at about 225 in that pellet smoker. Man, those things were juicy.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
And they hold, too.
That came from a really nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I can't remember who gave it to me or sold it to me or I stole it from. I don't remember how it works. But anyway.
I gave it to you because I got another one and I had no need for two.
Right. And this one does not have a digital readout. Modern ones do now.
And your neighbors aren't playing with the Switch anymore?
No, that was a whole other story. I'm not going to throw the little kids under the bus, but that's what they did.
One that got the hopper fire when you had it in your garage that
right,
time.
Right.
You got to clean those augers, kids.
Right. No, what you got to do is you got to put it back together right.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, I had them, the pellets were piling up.
Oh, here's a good lesson. Here's a good lesson.
The pellets were piling up at the end of the auger, above the fire.
I did that same thing with that grill.
And the fire ran back the auger and into the hopper. And I came home because, you know, the beautiful thing about pellet grills is you can
set it and forget it.
Yeah, they just keep
in your garage. That's like grilling 101, Joppy.
Well, it was raining. So I had the garage door open, and it wasn't in the garage far.
If you get Randy's name for Christmas, what he needs is a little pop-up because I've got our big one.
So anyway, finish that story, if I must, is that I didn't catch anything on fire, but the box was on fire, and it filled the garage with smoke very badly.
Okay, so talking with Pat and Linda up at Chase Creek the other day, I've been up there quite a bit lately since they're our sponsors. I have lots of good reasons to visit them.
Yeah, imagine that.
And one of the guys in there owns the Antlers in Canadian Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had a great conversation. He said, you got to do a chili cook-off this winter up here. And I said, Pat and I talked about that already. So we had another cocktail, and we sealed the deal. So guess what? You're in a chili cook-off in February at Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan. And if you've got a chili team and you want to come up and beat me and Jop, it's not that hard.
Right.
Get a hold of Chase Creek. We're going to be putting out
Nobody
information
talks
on
a better
it.
Game, though, than we do.
No. We're gonna do that in February. So put that in your calendar. If you have a snowmobile, it's right on the snowmobile trail.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. I'm going to grill your sweet onion. Stick with us. We'll be back.